considering how much time we're going to be spending together, don't you think we should talk about this thing between us and get it out in the open? He asked, his voice a smooth, sexy drawl. She swallowed hard, not sure she was ready or willing to admit to anything just yet.
What thing?
The blatant sexual chemistry, the fact that she melted whenever he touched her, or the arousing mind sex? You know, the static electricity between us whenever we touch, he said, teasing her about the excuse she had come up with in Caleb's office when she had reacted to their handshake in front of her boss. She managed an indifferent shrug, wishing he'd let go of her wrist. She refused to be the one to pull her arm away and let him know just how much power he wielded over her physically and mentally.
I'm sure it's nothing.
Oh, it's definitely something, he murmured, grinning like the incorrigible bad boy he was as he shifted closer, moving ever so slightly until her back was against the railing and he was standing in front of her, preventing any kind of hasty escape. Aren't you the least bit curious to find out what would happen if we, say, kissed?
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
No! He chuckled and shook his head. You are such a liar, Valerie. What's the matter? Afraid you might like kissing me? He followed up that question with a slow stroke of his thumb against the palm of her hand that sent shock waves up her arm.
You are so full of yourself.
The husky note of her voice made her attempt at nonchalance fall flat. No big surprise there, considering the sexual tension vibrating between them was near full throttle. Yeah, I kinda am, he agreed, his gaze flickering with a charming amount of arrogance that few men could pull off, and he was one of them. Much too smoothly, he brought her palm to his chest, then slowly slid her hand up and around his neck until her fingers curved around his nape and tangled in the unruly strands of hair that fell over the collar of his shirt. Too late, she realized the intimacy of their position, as well as the fact that he had just brought his body flush to hers, and one of his very large hands was now resting on her hip. Through her clothes, she could feel his taut stomach pressing against hers, and his hard, muscular legs bracketing her thighs, keeping her firmly in place. Just one kiss, he said in a low, cajoling tone that tempted her to do bad, naughty things with him, as did the hand that slowly skimmed upward to the indent of her waist. If you hate the kiss, it will never happen again. And if you like it, well then, we could have all sorts of fun together.
Spoken like a true player, she thought,
which should have fueled her resolve to turn him down flat. But it was the direct challenge in his gaze that changed her mind and made her want to prove to him and herself that she could kiss him and remain in control of the situation, and keep a tight lid on her response to this seduction of his. As a bonus, they'd get this crazy attraction out of their system, diffuse the sparks between them, literally and figuratively, and be able to work side by side without any further distractions. Realizing he was waiting for her to make the first move, daring her to go for it with that cocky quirk to his lips, she tightened her fingers around his neck and pulled his head down to hers. He came all too willingly.